Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to higher on expected good demand from packers to fill orders for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday features. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $48 to $51.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,330. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 61.25 to 73.50. The weighted average was 70.01, a gain of 35 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.04 to $59. The weighted average, $56.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,325. The base price range was 62.50 to 74.85. The weighted average, 71.11, a gain of 6 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.32 to $59, the weighted average $56.11. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, here in the Eastern Corn Belt, we sure could use some rain.
Yeah, we can, and there will be some, but not enough, I think, for a lot of folks. And this is a frustrating time because every front that comes through, everybody's going to be looking for rain. And ahead of that, everybody wants details on just how much rain. But as we learned on the first of the month, we had no rain at all across the southern part of Champaign County or at Willard Airport here at WILL. We picked up about a tenth of an inch of rain. Some places just north of I-74 got over an inch of rain. There can be highly variable amounts with thunderstorms. Now, we do have a front that's going to come through tomorrow, and I think that is going to touch off widespread showers and thunderstorms. But I do think that we will have many areas that are going to be getting under a quarter of an inch, and that's going to be of some concern for producers, as doesn't look like much in the way of precipitation than the rest of the week. So that is a bit of a concern. Now, where the showers and thunderstorms will be heaviest will in part be where that front is at certain parts of the day. During the heat of the afternoon, showers and thunderstorms tend to erupt in a more widespread and heavier fashion. And it appears that some showers and thunderstorms could get strong later today over parts of central and western Iowa, back into northern Kansas and southern Nebraska. Tomorrow, it looks like some pockets from east central and southeastern Illinois eastward across Indiana, Michigan, and western Ohio could get locally heavy rains. In between those areas, including much of northern and western Illinois, much of Missouri, eastern Iowa, and Wisconsin, that's not going to be the front will not be coming through at prime time. So I think those are areas that will have a bit of a struggle, a little more of a struggle to get the heavier amounts. But even in those areas, there could be some isolated thunderstorms that produce heavy amounts. And even in the areas that have a better chance of getting heavy amounts, not everybody will. So the rainfall amounts will be highly variable. Some places getting less than a quarter of an inch, other places getting more than an inch. Behind this frontal system tomorrow, cooler and drier air comes in the rest of the week. Now, there could be a few spotty showers around the central to eastern portion of the belt Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday evening, but those showers right now appear to be light, and some of that will just be due to some instability with the colder air coming in aloft and the heating of the ground at the surface. Then dry weather for a few days after that. Now, temperatures will be dropping well down into the 40s at night. There could even be some upper 30s in the upper Midwest, but it doesn't look like we're going to get cold enough for frost and certainly not cold enough for a freeze. If you were talking about the boundary water areas Boundary Waters area of Minnesota into Ontario, far northern Wisconsin or upper Michigan. You could be talking low to mid-30s for some lows the middle of this week. But right now, it does not appear to be a problem here. It does look like some 30s as we get into Thursday morning, which, by the way, will probably be our coldest morning. Some 30s will be across much of Michigan. But staying north of the middle to lower 30s, at least staying north of our main agricultural growing areas. So we're not looking at any problems there. The cooler weather will last the rest of the week, and then warmer air will start to move in toward the upcoming weekend. And it looks like the storm track this weekend will be north of the primary corn and soybean belt. Maybe parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota will get some rain, but most of the action will be up that way as the jet stream will be along the U.S.-Canadian border. That also means some more showers for the Northern Plains spring wheat belt. They're going to have some dry days here in which to get some planting taken care of. And then any rain that comes after planting, of course, would be beneficial for them. And it looks like the Delta and Southeast will be mainly dry this week. The Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt should be dry as well, except for perhaps southern areas, parts of Texas and Oklahoma could get into some showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday evening overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 477 and a quarter. That means it went down by, well, actually it went up by a half. Last trade was up 1 1/4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, July wheat opened at 490, down 3. Last trade up 3/4. September, 501, down 4. Last trade up 1/4. May corn opened at 361, unchanged. Last trade down 4. July, 368 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 1 3/4. December, 375, up 1/2. Last trade down 1 1/2. July beans opened at 761 1/2, down 1/2. Last trade up 5 3/4. November, 791, up 1/4. Last trade up 6. March, 812 1/4, up 5 1/4. Last trade up 5 1/4. July soybean meal opened at 201.80, unchanged. Last trade up $2. July soybean oil opened at 34.46, up 7. Last trade up 39. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had double-digit increases in the corn pit last Friday, but I took a quick peek, and the volume was really quite light for such a move. Makes you wonder that traders aren't buying into USDA's numbers released Friday, and then overnight, we banged right into resistance at the 20-day moving average on the D's at 374 3/4. What are you expecting today?
I think we start a little bit easier. What I think you run into is after you drop 40 to 50 cents out of the corn market last week, early on in the week, it's pretty hard for the bulls to come out and get too terribly bullish out here because their ego has been beat up just a little bit. So I think, you know, that's partially why maybe the volume wasn't quite as high as what thought. And I'm not so sure we didn't overdo it just a little bit because it does show that we've got enough to get around, but it also shows the importance of having good growing weather this year. I think today we concentrate on plantings and trying to get stuff planted out in the west. I think that we'll see some fairly decent improvement in planting progress again tonight. We probably come in that 70 to 72% range. That's still going to be behind the 78, 79 average pace that we would have and what we would have actually hoped to have had to try and maintain trendline yields out here. So trendline yields are going to start to come in a little bit of a question, and I think that may be partially why the USDA went down from their outlook conference of 153 yields down to 150.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Veg oil prices up sharply overnight around the world. And you look at technical charts, the nearby bean oil contract Chicago, that looks like we might see 35.05 before too long.
Yeah, trade through the highest levels that we've been since, what, I think going back in the 70s or something, since we've broken through there. It's been a long time since we've been to those levels. So the bean oil is definitely the leader for the complex. It continues to add the support. On the other hand, we are going to get beans planted also here. It looks like weather's going to be beneficial enough that we get a number of bean acres in the ground. We probably pick up a little bit of bean acreage from the lack of corn planting in the West. Some guys may shift over, but I never bought into the 90.5 million acres anyhow. I think that you probably lose a half to 1 million of that, and it goes to beans at some point in time here.
And about 30 seconds on the wheat, please, sir.
Well, the wheat market would indicate to me the freeze damage wasn't as big a deal. I think wheat ends up coming in here this morning maybe a touch better. But in general, I think you're going to see a mixed day on all three commodities, Dave. I think you start 3 to 4 higher in the beans and probably 1 to 2 lower in the corn, 1 to 2 better in the wheat, and then we'll trade mixed through the majority of the session today.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company, he is located in Indianapolis, Indiana, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.